Nolte, far left CNBC's 10 worst states-all Depred, Texas the worst. By John Nolte on July 19, 2023. Far left CNBC published a list of America's 10 worst states. And to the surprise of no one, they are all Depred states, with Texas judged the worst. Here's the ranking of America's worst states. Florida is the 10th worst. Texas is the worst of the worst. Florida. Arkansas. Tennessee. Indiana. Missouri. Alabama, tie. South Carolina, tie. Louisiana. Oklahoma. Texas. How is this possible when Americans are fleeing left-wing states like California, New Jersey, Illinois, New York, and Connecticut, all of which are Democrat-run? How is this possible when those fleeing Americans are heading to many of the states CNBC says are the worst? Florida, Indiana, Texas, and Tennessee. Easy. CNBC judges our 50 states based on stupid, left-wing categories no sane or normal person cares about when looking for a place to live, emphasis mine. We consider multiple quality of life factors, including crime rates, environmental quality, and health care. We also look at the quality and availability of childcare, which is one of the most important factors in getting parents back into the workforce. Casting the widest possible net for workers means not turning anyone away. So we consider inclusiveness in state laws by measuring protections against discrimination, as well as voting rights. Voting rights means the easier it is for Democrats to cheat, the higher your state will score. Also included is the right to murder your unborn child just because murder is more convenient than taking responsibility for the life you created through your own voluntary actions. Something else this stupid survey appears to ignore is that the crime and pollution problems in these 10 states are the exclusive problems of the Democrat-run cities in these states. Outside of these cities, life is idyllic, clean, and safe. I just spent a week in and drove through Indiana twice last month. It's a beautiful state. Stunningly beautiful and populated with farms, small towns, and nice people. The contrast to Illinois, where we also spend a week, is night and day, especially the cost of living. Far left CNBC is not measuring the quality of life. These liars are inventing categories that have nothing to do with our standard of living just so they can trash our way of life in Red America, which already is the utopia leftists claim to want. Almost all the violence, hate crimes, pollution, and poverty can be found in the urban garbage piles where Democrats are in charge. Out here in Magaland, life is serene. People of all backgrounds live together in relative peace and harmony while enjoying safe and clean streets, water, and air. But this fake survey is a good thing. Hopefully, CNBC's lies will spread far and wide and keep the destructive, left-wing locusts out of our states. If you choose where you want to live based on how easy it is to kill your baby, we'd prefer you stay out. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.